Papal Infallibility, the Ultimate Triumph of Humanism. Excerpts from the Orthodox Church and Ecumenism by St. Justine Popovich. Before we hear from St. Justine, it should be noted that what follows is not meant to be used to beat down and berate adherents to Catholicism. It is meant to solidify and clarify the truth in the hearts of men, both Orthodox and those outside of Orthodoxy, especially those inclined to adopt the papal claims. Whether Orthodox or not, applying the truth of what St. Justine teaches requires great love and discernment. He frames his dogmatic analysis, saying, "In writing this, we are not writing either the history of Europe, of its virtues and faults, or the history of the European pseudo-churches. We are simply setting forth the entirety of their ontology, penetrating to the heart of European conceit, its demonic underground, where its dark sources lie, and with whose waters it threatens to poison the world. This is no passing judgment on Europe, but a wholehearted and prayerful call to the only way to salvation, through repentance." Before we hear from St. Justine, it is worth bearing in mind the words of Catherine of Siena, an Italian mystic in the 14th century and a saint in Roman Catholicism. She writes, "Even if the Pope were Satan incarnate, we ought not to raise up our heads against him, but calmly lie down to rest on his bosom. He who rebels against our Father is condemned to death, for that which we do to him, we do to Christ. We honor Christ if we honor the Pope. We dishonor Christ if we dishonor the Pope. I know very well that many defend themselves by boasting. They are so corrupt and work all manner of evil. But God has commanded that, even if the priests, the pastors, and Christ on earth were incarnate devils, we be obedient and subject to them, not for their sakes, but for the sake of God, and out of obedience to him." Also, Pope John Paul II, also a saint in Roman Catholicism, defines the gospel as following: "The name for that deep amazement at man's worth and dignity is the gospel, that is to say, the good news. It is also called Christianity." The following teachings are from the Orthodox Church and Ecumenism by St. Justine Popovich. All European humanisms, those of the pre-Renaissance, then the Renaissance and further, Protestant, philosophical, religious, social, scientific, cultural, and political, have worked consciously and unconsciously, but incessantly, on one thing: to substitute faith in man for faith in the God-man, to substitute the gospel according to man for the gospel according to the God-man, to substitute philosophy according to man for philosophy according to the God-man, to substitute culture according to man for culture according to the God-man. In brief, to substitute life according to man for life according to the God-man. And so on for centuries, until the last century, in 1870, at the First Vatican Council, they all converged in the dogma of the infallibility of the Pope. Since then, this dogma has become the universal dogma of papism. For this reason, the inviolability and inalterability of this dogma has been so skillfully and persistently defended in our day at the Second Vatican Council. This dogma is of the most epochal importance for the whole destiny of Europe, and firstly for its apocalypse, which has already begun. With this dogma, all European humanisms have reached their ideal and their idol. Man is pronounced to be the supreme deity, the universal deity. The European pantheon has acquired its own, its very own, Zeus. Sincerity is the mouthpiece of truth. The dogma of the infallibility of the Pope, a man, is but a renaissance of atheism and paganism, the renaissance of atheistic axiology and criteriology. But it must be said, atheistic humanism, especially in its Hellenic expression, was given doctrinal form by the dogma of the infallibility of the Pope. the supreme value and standard of Hellenic culture, civilization, poetry, philosophy, art, politics, and science was dogmatized. What does all this add up to? Dogmatized agnosticism, and thereby the dogmatized autarky of European man, so long desired by all European humanisms. The dogma of the infallibility of the Pope is a Nietzschean affirmation of the entire creation of European humanistic man, affirmation of his culture and civilization. And these are predominantly atheistic and pagan with respect to their goals and their methods. The God-man's good news and his commandment are, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." European humanistic culture and civilization have, however, pronounced all sorts of other things to be the goals of man's existence and the methods of his action. The God-man is man's only savior from sin, death, and the devil. He alone renews. He alone gives immortality, resurrection, and ascension. He alone has eternity and the deification and theanthropizing of man and all worlds in his gift. And he prescribes, explicitly and perfectly clearly, the universal goal of man's being and life, to become perfect even as your Father in heaven is perfect. What has European humanistic man not established and codified as the goal of man's being? The evangelical truth is irrefutable. The whole world lieth in wickedness, even after the God-man's ascesis in our earthly world. Moreover, according to the Holy Apostle Paul, the devil is the god of this world. Between such a world that willingly lieth in wickedness and the follower of the God-man, there is no compromise. A follower of the God-man cannot compromise, at the expense of evangelical truth, with a humanistic man who justifies and dogmatizes all these things. This is the ultimately fateful dilemma, the God-man or man. Humanistic man appears and acts autarkically in all respects, as the supreme value and the supreme standard. There is no place for the God-man here. For this reason, in the humanistic kingdom, the place of Christ, the God-man, is taken by Vicarius Christi, Christ's deputy, and the God-man is banished to heaven. This is surely a kind of de-incarnation of Christ, the God-man. By the appropriating, through the dogma of infallibility, of all the power and rights belonging solely to Christ, the God-man, the Pope, a man, has, in fact, by this act, proclaimed himself a church within the Papist Church, and has become all-powerful in it. He has become his own version of the upholder of all things. For this reason, the dogma of the infallibility of the Pope has become the universal dogma of papism. The Pope cannot give it up at any price, as long as he is the Pope of humanistic papism. There are three principal falls in human history: those of Adam, of Judas, and of the Pope. What is the core of the dogma of the infallibility of the Pope, a man? The de-theanthropizing of man. All the humanisms are working on it, even the religious ones. They all return man to atheism, to paganism, to a twofold death, spiritual and physical. By distancing itself from the God-man, every humanism gradually turns into nihilism. The present breakdown of all humanisms, headed by papism, which is both an indirect and a direct, an involuntary and a voluntary, parent of all European humanisms, illustrates this. The catastrophic breakdown of papism lies in the dogma of the infallibility of the Pope. This dogma is the pinnacle of nihilism. European man has thereby, in a dogmatically determined way, proclaim the dogma of the autarky of European man, and has thus finally revealed that he does not need the God-man, that there is no place on earth for him. Vicarius Christi replaces him completely. Every European humanism lives by this dogma, upholds it, and stubbornly confesses it. All the humanisms of European man are essentially an unceasing rebellion against Christ the God-man. A harmful reevaluation of all values goes on in many ways. The God-man is everywhere replaced by man. European humanistic man is being enthroned on all Europe's thrones. Hence, there is not only one Vicarius Christi, but an infinite number of them, only in different vesture. Man in general has ultimately been pronounced infallible by the dogma of the infallibility of the Pope. Hence, there are an infinite number of popes throughout Europe, both in the Vatican and in Protestantism. There is no substantial difference between them, for papism was the first Protestantism, according to the words of the truth-discerning Komiakov. Infallibility is a natural theanthropic characteristic and function of the Church as the theanthropic body of Christ, whose eternal head is the truth, the supreme truth, second person of the Holy Trinity, the Theanthropos Jesus Christ. By the dogma of infallibility, the Pope was, in fact, proclaimed to be a church, and he, a man, took the place of the God-man. This was the final triumph of humanism. It was also, though, the second death of papism, and through it, of every humanism. But according to the true Church of Christ, that has existed since the advent of Christ the Theanthropos into the world as his theanthropic body. The dogma of the infallibility of the Pope is not only a heresy, but the ultimate heresy. No other heresy has so radically and so comprehensively risen against Christ the Theanthropos and his Church as papism has, through the dogma of the infallibility of the Pope, a man. This is undoubtedly the heresy above all heresies. It is the horror above all horrors. It is an unseen rebellion against Christ the God-man. It is, alas, the most dreadful banishment of the Lord Christ from the earth. It is the repeated betrayal of Christ, the repeated crucifixion of the Lord Christ, not only on a wooden cross this time, but on the golden cross of papist humanism. All this is hell thrice over for the wretched earthly being called man. Is there any way out of these innumerable humanistic hells? Is there resurrection for these innumerable European graves? Is there a cure for these innumerable deadly diseases? There is, oh, there is, repentance. This is the deathless good news of the God-man's eternal gospel. Repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. There is no other way to believe the God-man's saving gospel. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Repentance before the God-man is the only cure for every sin, the only complete cure for all sins, even the universal sin. There is no doubt that repentance is the cure even for this ultimate sin of papism contained in the arrogant dogma of the infallibility of the Pope. Consequently, it is undoubtedly the cure for each particular humanism and for all humanisms in general. Yes, indeed, infallible European humanistic man can be saved from his precious sin of infallibility only by wholehearted and completely transforming repentance before the miraculous, all-merciful, and all-meek Lord Jesus Christ, the Theanthropos. He is indeed the only savior of mankind from every sin, from every evil, every hell, every humanistic rationalism, and from every sin that the human imagination can dream up. For these reasons, all the holy and God-bearing fathers of all seven holy ecumenical councils, in their godly wisdom, sum up all the problems within the Church in the problem of the person of Christ the Theanthropos, as the greatest and only supreme treasure for every human being in this or any other of God's worlds. Yes, for them Christ the Theanthropos is everything in all human worlds. The Christological problem is their ultimate problem. For them, Christ the Theanthropos is the one and only value in Christ's Church in all worlds. Their constant and immortal motto is, all for Christ and for nothing else. And all around this holy motto of theirs resounds their good news that cannot be silenced. Not humanism, but theo-humanism. Not man, but the God-man. Christ before all and above all.